Catholic League, Abortion Triggers Hysteria for Democrats. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on October 20, 2022. Catholic League President Bill Donahue notes in an essay Wednesday that Democrats are not only hysterical about abortion, they are also lying about it. Hysteria is the only word that accurately describes what leading Democrats are saying to distract Americans from issues they are more worried about, like inflation, crime, border security, and education, Dr. Donahue asserts. This hysteria was exemplified by Vice President Kamala Harris, Donahue notes, who said in an October 17 address that fear of abortion restrictions is one of the prevalent sentiments around the country. Donahue underscores the irony that Ms. Harris seems tone-deaf to Americans' real fears of being killed, raped or mugged, or of not being able to pay bills. She wants attention focused exclusively on abortion. The very next day, President Joe Biden declared that patients are being denied prescriptions for conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporosis because pharmacies are concerned that those drugs could also be used to terminate a pregnancy, so they're not giving them their prescriptions. Meanwhile, a new TV ad from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee warns that the days of back-alley abortions are back, thanks to Republicans, Donahue observes. Both House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris have knowingly misrepresented the position of MAGA Republicans by confusing infanticide with abortion, and Representative Eric Swalwell is running a fictitious TV ad showing police handcuffing a woman in front of her screaming husband and children because she had an unlawful abortion. Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has pushed the lies even further, insisting that her opponent, Governor Brian Kemp, wants to investigate and punish women for having miscarriages. It is a sign of desperation that so many prominent Democrats are distorting, and indeed lying, about abortion, just to get votes, Donahue concludes. Follow at Williams from